Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Do we have another phone call we can listen to?
Yeah, Tony. We do.
All right. Let's listen to this number one phone call on the top 9 at 9.
Hello, guys. I have a weird ghost story. I was growing up in my father's old house. He just since then moved, and the house now belongs to this nice couple, apparently. But while I was growing up, there was this cat. Now, my family had several cats, three cats for the most part. One belonged to my mother specifically, another one belonged to my sister. And then there was one that ended up belonging to my younger brother. This cat that belonged to my younger brother is going to be important as it's close to the similarity in appearance to this ghost cat. Now, every so often during the night, I would see this cat appear. It would be all black. And every so often when I saw it, it would just disappear into the night, in a sense of speaking. Like, it would just run off and disappear into the darkness as most of the rooms it appeared in were black, but I know I could make out a black cat. So I would keep waking up, and this one time my cousin was sleeping over. He slept in my younger brother's room one night, and hours before everyone went to bed, I was talking to him separately. I was like, oh, by the way, I keep seeing this ghost cat wandering around. I'm not sure if it'll appear tonight, because it didn't always appear every night on the spot or anything. There was no way to keep a schedule with it, I'm guessing, since, you know, more human ghosts might be able to track date and time or whatever and appear more often at that time. So, like, you might hear more stuff like, oh, this ghost of this dude appears at this time, whereas I am guessing animal ghosts, being as their sense of time is more skewed than humans, might be harder for them to keep track. But so I kept seeing it. And one night after I told my cousin about it, he went to bed in my younger brother's room, slept with my younger brother and whatnot, and I was trying to sleep. He came into my room, and I was like, and he was like, dude, I know I said I didn't believe in that ghost cat, but now I do. I saw it. It leapt up and tried to attack me, as it tried to do me several times, but it never really tried to attack. It just did that whole leaping thing where you would imagine a cat with its claws spread out and trying to leap at you and to scratch you or whatever and bite you, but it would always vanish right before reaching you, so you get a good view of it. In a way, its face, but you didn't see anything like eyes or anything. It was just a black, shadowy figure of a cat. So it would be completely black as like the darkness of the night, as black as the night sky without the stars, in a sense. So then years later, when I asked, my father was selling the house, and when I was in the process, I was in the car with him alone, and I asked him, so I asked my father, were there any cats that lived in the house, or at least visited the house or whatnot, belonged to a neighbor, belonged to you or whatever, you know, that were black? And he was like, yeah, one, it belonged to the neighbors across the street, apparently. And he was like, you know, the cat liked to visit him, or at least his house, quite a bit. And the cat's name, I believe, was Dickie. I might be misremembering that, but even so, let's just use the name Dickie. And he was like, the cat died and no one knows what happened to it. It's just one day the cat vanished and, well, you know, so everyone just assumed the cat died. The person who was owned the cat went looking for it for a while, but at some point, of course, humans do, gave up. So it's just a weird incident, because my father, as after that cat vanished, he apparently never saw the ghost cat, but I kept seeing it as I was growing up. And so, again, being surrounded by cats, having one cat that's black and somewhat with white spots here and there on its body, I kept playing it off as just that cat that ended up belonging to my younger brother. But as it kept vanishing, I kept deciding, well, okay, it's probably just an apparition, a ghost apparition. So, you know, and that was like my only ghost experience, really. But if anything else happens in any time in the future in my life, I'll keep you guys updated. Bye, guys.
Thank you for calling and sharing that. What's your thoughts?
Ghost cats. You know, I just had a conversation about ghost cats the other night.
You did?
Yeah.
And with a cat?
No, it was a lady who ran a hotel in Wabasha, Minnesota.
Wabasha.
Wabasha.
Oh, you'll go Wabasha? And they got that stand on the side of the road with the schnitzel. And it's the stuff that you can't, it's a lot of the asses and the asses and the hooves.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if it was all that.
It's a delicious schnitzel up at Wabasha. You just stop over. And Norm sent you. He'll give you an extra sack of potatoes. Okay? Wabasha.
Wabasha, Minnesota.
Minnesota. I don't know if that was in very Minnesota. I don't know what that was.
It was kind of
it was like John Candy. Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly where that generated from, but you did a really good job with
that. That was great outdoors, I think.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
But she, this hotel that she's a part owner of and manages, there was a time where the hotel, and it's been years ago, but they had cats. And so you could basically check out a cat. And so you'd be like, I want to sleep with a snuggly older cat. And
it was okay.
Yeah.
Quick question. Do you think it was just a...
Oh, God.
Oh, I get to snuggle with a kitty.
I think it was snuggling with cats.
Do you think it was a snuggle with a kitty, or was she a madam for a cat prostitution ring? A cat prostitution ring straight
from hell.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that...
I think you just unearthed...
Just popped up, my cat.
Yeah, because the cat's... The cat's like, Mom, you just are talking about a cat prostitution ring, and you think it's like just this place to go snuggle kitties.
And my cat's like, I got something to say. That cat, like, this cat has the weirdest timing, because one night we're talking about ghost cats, and this guy was telling me this story about he went some. Oh, my cat's knocking stuff over. The lighting totally just changed.
Good thing we're using candles.
I guess slow motion. I was like, I could see it happening. So my cat was very confused right at the moment. Like, what is going on?
Was that a rage slap? Because it was like right when you were like saying, like when we were talking, like, and the cat's like, of course I fucking know what you're saying. Boom.
No, this cat has incredible timing. because one night I was doing an interview on the Grave Talks, and this guy was telling me about, he went into this house to do a paranormal investigation, and a cat rubbed up against his leg. So he reached down to pet the cat, and then he's like, oh, there's no cat. And then he realized there is no cat. It was a ghost cat. Right at that same second, my cat jumped up like he just did, and right into the mic goes, meow. And yeah. I was like, okay, that wasn't paranormal. That was just really good timing. And so now we're talking about cats again, and look at what my cat does. Now I'm wondering if I should pick up the light that's on the floor. But anyway, no. So it wasn't like a cat prostitution ring. It was like people wanting to snuggle with cats because we like them. And so the thing is, that's been years ago, but they still have cats haunting the property.
I wonder why with a cat prostitution ring.
So I've been doing radio for 35 years, and I've never been on the topic of a cat prostitution ring ever.
I think I did a bit about this in the 90s, where I like prank called somebody about like running a cat prostitution ring. So I guess it's two now in like 25 years. But this one came naturally.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, you didn't have to push this one. It just happened.
A plausible thing, I guess.
I just like put it out there and Tony knocked it out of the park, as it does. Okay, I have to pick up this light because I'm afraid it's going to like
start on fire. Yeah, go ahead.
It's more exciting. Exciting. It's for the show. Do it for the show, damn it. I bought a reel-to-reel a couple weeks ago. Really neat. I wish I could just show a picture. I don't have one. It's neat looking. And I set it up in my kitchen, like on this older, like, buffet that it just looks really neat as you walk into the house. There's this reel to reel, and I was doing some stuff in there this weekend, getting some fall stuff up, and I thought, this is kind of a cool setting. Like, I want to like film this. Like, I want to like put the old reels on that I've not heard since I was a teenager, and hear what I got. I got boxes of them.
When I left just to pick up a light on the floor, you were talking about cat prostitution rings.
That made me think of all my old stuff, because I might be able to find the cat prostitution ring bit on one of those reels, because I have all these prank call bits that are basically things like that. I call the Beverly Hills Hotel's polo room quite often. One time asking if I could bring goats, and they didn't accept goats anymore. there's so many. And I actually got the waiter to talk to the goats.
Dude, you've got to throw this stuff up on a podcast and just be classic Tony. And
I gotta find it all. I mean, I had it like, I think I put it up, you know, back when like there was like the real audio player, you know, like how long ago that was, like 20 years ago, the infancy of the internet. I think I put some of them up back then.
That's funny.
Yeah, I had a website. I had a website when I was on Classic Mix in like 99. It was a, you know, like a GeoCities or something, but I remember having that and putting bits up on there. I got tapes. That's what I should do during the day. That would be actually kind of uplifting. I could use something, because I always love those old tapes. It's just fun to listen to. I have a new activity, positive thing to do.
There you go.
It is. I mean, I think right now, I mean, a lot of people are like, you know, you're diving into stuff that you're interested in, like probably why you're here for ghost stories. And that's good. It's the tumultuous time right now. And I think the more we can have our escapes, our minds need them. So welcome to Ghost Story Land. And that's where we will keep it on this program. So you can have a nice escape from all of that.
Well, that and cat prostitution. I mean, that really doesn't necessarily lean into ghosts. But
where else are you going to get talks about cat? We're not going to like take away cat prostitution. No, I mean, that's complete fair game. As a Scientologist would say, fair game, cat prostitution. Why did they, what happened with the cat prostitution ring at the end though?
At the cat prostitution hotel?
Yes.
Okay. No, they didn't have cat prostitution. I'm sorry to break that to you. So that did not happen, but they had, they still have cat spirits there. And more than once people have said, do you have cats in this hotel? And they're like, no, we don't. And she's, you know, somebody's like, that's really strange. I saw a cat walking down the hallway or something.
Yeah.
So they have all kinds of reports of these little ghost cats.
My bed smells like cat piss. I don't know why, but
I bet the cats, I bet if you were a cat and you got a ton of love there every day.
Absolutely.
And so you're going to want to keep hanging out there because it's like, why not? And I don't know. I mean, I've had a ghost cat experience too. And it didn't involve being at a cat prostitution hotel.
Thank
you. Sure? Because here's the time. If you're going to open up about it and
I'm completely kidding. I know it wasn't a cat prostitution, but it's just so funny to say out loud. Oh, it's so absurd. Okay. Yeah.
Now we can't even.
I don't know where we've been going
about that. But see, I kind of, as far as cat prostitution rings go, I kind of think the guy who lives behind me is running one.
Got a lot of cats?
He has a lot of cats. And I'm like, I don't think he's getting them fixed. So
that's like
he's running at this point.
That's cat on cat. That's not a cat. That's, you know.
Yeah, but the cat on cat could be a cat prostitution ring.
Where there,
you're
do you think there's
about
like,
it in,
there was, I did see it. There was this one cat that was big fat cat walking down, and there was like other cats that were kind of behind, and they were wearing some like kind of ghetto boots and go-go shoes. Like, what's going on here? I think it was a cat pimp. And that was his, you know, working.
What else could it be?
His employees. Yes.
His employees. Yeah. It was weird. And they all had leashes, too. So you're like, well, it looks like somebody owns you. Like, but oh, my God, it's this other cat that owns them.
Oh, yeah.
And they can't get out of this thing. And I didn't know what to do.
What kind of advice can you give them?
I walked over and I just got a. It's like, you might have rabies. And judging by the looks of some of the other cats, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. So I don't know, though. I don't know. I tried to intervene.
There's only so much you can do, Tony.
I hope they're doing well.
Yeah.
Let's play Sarah McLachlan.
Is that what Harper was singing outside your room that night, by the way?
Could easily have been. Yeah, I mean that does sound like I think she's done that before at odd locations. Zoos.
Yeah, that girl can speak her mind.
Oh,
she's got
I hadn't noticed. That's news to me. Who is this you're talking about? No idea. No idea about that. But no. I love that girl. Oh my goodness. Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.